Chapter 3. A Body in a Cave. All day, Cassim's wife sat by her window, waiting for her husband to come back from the cave.
"Where are you, Cassim?" she cried to herself. "Oh, where are you? Why didn't you stay here with me? Why did you look for gold in a cave?"
When the sun set and darkness fell over the town, Cassim's wife knew she had to do something. She ran across the town to Ali Baba's house and knocked on the door. When Ali Baba opened it, she entered and cried,
"Ali Baba, you must help me. Your brother Cassim has not come back from the cave. He left the house before sunrise with 10 donkeys. He told me he was going there to get some gold. I waited by the window for him all day. Oh, I'm sure that something terrible has happened to him. Please help me, Ali Baba. What shall we do?"
"Don't worry," said Ali Baba. "I will take my donkeys into the forest and look for him. Go home and wait for me. I will be back soon, and I promise that I will bring my brother with me." So Ali Baba got his 3 donkeys from the barn and set off to the forest. As he walked, Ali Baba looked for his brother among the trees and called out his name. But he did not see or hear anyone.
"I can't find Cassim, and I can't find his 10 donkeys," Ali Baba said to himself. Did Cassim find the cave? Did he get any gold? Perhaps his wife is right, and something terrible has happened to him.
Then, as he approached the cave, Ali Baba saw some blood on the ground.
"That's a bad sign," he thought.
Then he said, "I will go into the cave and see if Cassim is there." He left his 3 donkeys under a tree and stood in front of the big grey rock. He said the password, "Open Sesame!" As the door slowly opened, Ali Baba saw a terrible sight. A man's body hung from the roof of the cave. When he looked more closely, Ali Baba saw that it was his brother, Cassim. He fell to his knees and cried.
"My poor Cassim," he said. "He was a greedy man, but he was my brother. And now a group of thieves has killed him because he was so greedy."
He went into the cave and found some gold bars wrapped in a large white cloth. He tipped out the gold and wrapped Cassim's body in the cloth. Then he carried it out and put it on the back of one of the donkeys. He covered the body with wood so that no one could see it. Ali Baba did not want anyone to find out about the treasure and the 40 thieves. Then he went back into the cave.
"I'll just take a little more gold," he said to himself. "Just enough to fill the 4 baskets on my donkeys."
He loaded up the other 2 donkeys with gold and covered it with wood.
"Close Sesame!" he cried.
The stone door closed, and Ali Baba set off for home. When he arrived, his wife was waiting for him.
"My brother is dead. I have his body on my donkey," he told her. "I am taking it home to his wife."
"Oh, poor Cassim. What happened to him?" asked Ali Baba's wife. "Did he go to the cave and get his gold?"
"He went to the cave," said Ali Baba. "But then he was killed. I think the thieves came back and caught him. They killed him because he was taking their gold."
"Oh, the poor man," cried his wife. "He only wanted a little gold."
"Don't tell anyone about this,"
Ali Baba said. Now I have to take Kasim back to his wife. While I am away, bury the gold with all the rest. So Ali Baba's wife took the gold and a spade and went outside to bury it. Ali Baba led the donkey which carried his brother's body to Kasim's house. He knocked on the heavy wooden door, and a servant girl called Mojana came to open it. Ali Baba sighed with relief. He knew that Mojana was a clever girl and that he could trust her. When Mojana saw her master's body, she put her hand up to her mouth and gasped. Her eyes opened wide with fear.
Kasim went to a cave to take some gold, whispered Ali Baba. The gold belonged to some thieves. They caught him and killed him. I have an idea, Ali Baba went on. I will hide the body in the cellar. We will pretend that Kasim is sick and is staying in his room. After 3 days, we will say that he died from his illness. Now go and tell your mistress the bad news. Do not say anything to anyone else about this.
Ali Baba hid his brother's body in the cellar and then went back to his own little house. Now that Kasim is dead, he told his wife, Kasim's wife will not want to be alone. I think we should move into his house and take all our gold with us. Also, Kasim's house is much bigger than this one. Mojana, the servant girl, can look after us all. We can pay her with some gold coins. So that evening, Ali Baba, his wife, and their son Khaled moved all their things into Kasim's house. During the night, Ali Baba dug up all their gold and carried it secretly to their new home. The next morning, Mojana, the servant girl, went to the chemist's shop. It was full of people from the town. Mojana spoke loudly to make sure that they heard what she said.
I need your help, she cried. A man is very ill, and I must buy some pills to make him better.
The chemist was mixing some medicine. He looked up.
Who is ill, my dear, and what is wrong with him? He asked.
It's my master, Kasim. He is very sick, replied Mojana with tears in her eyes. He cannot eat or speak, and he is in terrible pain. Will you give me some pills for him?
The chemist took a jar of little white pills from a shelf and handed them to the girl. These will make him feel better, he said. Give him 2 pills every hour.
Thank you very much, said Mojana.
Then she went home and waited. The next morning, she went back to the chemist's shop. Again, she spoke loudly so that all the other customers in the shop could hear what she said.
My master Kasim is no better, she told the chemist. In fact, he is getting worse. I think he is going to die. Will you give me some medicine for him to take away the pain?
The chemist shook his head. I am very sorry to hear that Kasim is so ill, he said. He handed a small bottle to Mojana. Let him drink 2 spoonfuls of this. It will make him sleep.
Thank you very much, said Mojana.
Then she went home and waited. The next evening, as the sun was going down, some people were passing Kasim's house. They heard a dreadful cry. It was Kasim's wife.
Kasim is dead, she screamed. My poor dear husband is dead. Oh, what shall I do?
Mojana went to see Mustafa, the old tailor.
Mustafa, she said,
and put a gold coin in his hand.
People tell me that you are the best tailor in the town. I have a difficult job for you. There has been an accident. A man is dead. We want you to make him a beautiful suit so we can bury him properly. We will pay you well, but you must not tell anyone about it. He was killed by a sword, and no one must see the mark.
Mustafa looked at the gold. I will do it, he said. But I will need more gold if you want me to keep it a secret.
You can have more gold, replied Marjana. But you must not tell anyone. I can't tell you who the man was or where he lived. When I take you to his house, you must wear a blindfold over your eyes.
Very well, said Mustafa. I will do as you say.
Pick up your needles and your thread, Marjana said to him, and come with me.
She took off her shawl and tied it firmly round the tailor's head.
Can you see anything?
She asked him.
Not a thing, the tailor replied.
Good. We will go to the house at once, she said.
Marjana led Mustafa to Kasim's house. When they arrived, she took him to the cellar. She took off Mustafa's blindfold, and the old man looked at the body.
Do you want me to make a suit for him? It's a very difficult job, he said. I will need more gold.
You shall have it, replied Marjana,
and she put two more gold coins in the tailor's hand.
But you must start sewing at once. We must bury this man tonight.
So Mustafa picked up one of his needles and some thread and started to sew. Mustafa sewed for a long time. Marjana waited impatiently. When the tailor had finished making a beautiful silk suit for Kasim, he packed up his needles and his thread, then Marjana put his blindfold on again. She led him back to his tailor's stall.
Remember, do not tell anyone, she said.
And she put three more gold coins into his hand.
You can trust me, said the old man. I can keep a secret as well as any man.
When they arrived at the tailor's stall, Marjana took back her shawl and put it round her shoulders.
Now continue with your sewing, Mustafa, she said. Forget everything that has happened today.
For a little while, Marjana stood behind an oil seller's stall and watched the tailor. She wanted to make sure that he did not try to follow her home. But he stayed at his stall and began to make a pair of grey trousers. Then Marjana went back to Kasim's house, where Ali Baba and the two wives were waiting for her.
We can bury him now, Marjana said
as she took off her shawl. Ali Baba and the two wives dressed the body and took it to the cemetery. An imam said prayers for Kasim, and the three women began to cry. Ali Baba looked down at the ground and wept for his dead brother. After the burial, Ali Baba's wife said,
We are living in Kasim's house, but what shall we do about his shop? Who will look after it?
Ali Baba thought for a moment. I will give the shop to our son, Khaled, he said.